WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns, and welcome to the first snow of the season here in the D.C. region. Most of us looking at 2 to 4 inches by mid-afternoon, says National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Snyder.
That will continue to increase through the morning hours. Could see snow moderate at times through the middle of the day, and then it will begin to taper off this afternoon.
It's an offshore storm, so there'll be a bit more south and east of the city, a little bit less west of it. Regardless, road crews are out and about today.
We always advise people, whether it's a small amount of snow or a large amount of snow, if you don't have to travel, don't travel. Put off whatever you can.
Greg Slater, the Maryland State Highway Administration there. A crash on 270 late last night left a firefighter dead and injured at least 6 other people. Montgomery County Fire spokesman Pete Pieringer says Rockville Volunteer Fire Department Lieutenant Sander Cohen was off duty last night, but he pulled over to help another driver on 270 just south of Falls Road. This happened around 10 last night.
Sander Cohen had stopped to render aid to another motorist as they were on that scene. Another vehicle struck him and the driver of the other vehicle.
That other driver reportedly an FBI agent. Maryland State Police are investigating the crash. It was just about as close as President Trump could get to Alabama, but still in Florida.
We want jobs, jobs, jobs. So get out and vote for Roy Moore.
Speaking in Pensacola last night, the president again expressed his support for the Republican candidate in the Alabama Senate race, the elections on Tuesday. Responding to another call to lock up Hillary Clinton, he says,
"We have a lot of sickness in some of our institutions, and we're working very hard. We've got a lot of them straightened out, but we have a rigged system in this country, and we have to change it."
Today, the president's attending the opening of a civil rights museum in Mississippi, but a lot of black leaders are boycotting the event.
Democratic Congressman John Lewis, a civil rights icon, and Benny Thompson say they're skipping the event because President Trump's attendance and his hurtful policies are an insult to the people portrayed in this civil rights museum. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president hopes others will join him in recognizing that the movement was about removing barriers and unifying Americans of all backgrounds.
That's correspondent Sarah Murray. D.C. Fire says one of its ambulances was shot at while trying to take a patient to the hospital last night. A spokesman says first responders started hearing gunshots when the patient was being brought out of a building in southeast D.C. They later found the ambulance had been struck by at least one shot. Nobody was reported injured. No reports of any arrests. Maryland State Senator Richard Mattolino says he'll be using public campaign financing in his bid for the Democratic nomination to be Maryland's next governor.
Senator Mattolino says Democrats should no longer accept unlimited money pouring into elections from undisclosed donors. The State Elections Board implements the state's public campaign financing fund and says it has about $2.9 million. Candidates would need to raise 10% of the fund to qualify. Governor Larry Hogan used public campaign financing in 2014 and became the first to win the governorship with public financing. Before that, the fund had only been used once in 1994. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, the Caps over the Rangers 4-2. Wizards visiting the LA Clippers this afternoon. College hoops, both Maryland and Georgetown in action this afternoon. We'll check traffic and weather up next on WMAL.
Hi, it's Mary Walter.
And Vince Colonnaise, and we want to see you at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner.
You know, it's already December, which means New Year's Eve is going to be here before we know it.
Book your party package now before they sell out.
You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more.
Purchase your party package at WMAL.com/New Year.
Space is limited. Book your package today.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
at 7:05, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Say good morning to James Stanley.
Hey, Steve, thanks, and good morning. We have an accident, Virginia, 95 southbound. It's right at Triangle. Two left lanes are getting by. No big delay, though, because it's early. That's utility work happening on Georgetown Pike. Both directions affected around Tolston. Through Maryland, Ritchie Highway, both directions around Moore. We've got an accident causing delays. And here in the district, N Street Northwest, westbound, right around 19th over to about 20th. All of the lanes are blocked through that stretch. There's a gas main breakthrough there. Hazmat units are on scene, and the gas company trying to get that shut off. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Snow from mid-morning to mid-afternoon around D.C., 2 to 4 inches expected for most of the area, more to the south and east. Temperatures staying in the mid-30s. Clearing out tonight down to the 20s. Tomorrow looks mostly sunny, low 40s. We're at 38 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM at AM 630.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and we are joined each week at this time by John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, two Franks were toasted on the grill on Capitol Hill this week. Trent Franks and Al Franken, the respective congressman and senator. Let's talk about Franken first, because that story came out first. And the tone of his resignation speech in the Senate really irritated a lot of people.
Oh, yes. He was penitent, but then on the way out is thumbing his nose and sticking his tongue out at his former colleagues and the American political process in general. He had an opportunity to have serious atonement, and once again he went back to what he has long listed as his trade, satirist, in the sense that he satirized the entire system, saying Donald Trump and Roy Moore are going on politically and backed by their party while he is on his way out the door. I might add that Donald Trump has never admitted anything regarding sexual misbehavior, and Roy Moore has denied all the charges against him that are serious. Al Franken has admitted to some of the things, but now calls his accusers liars. I might add that he also showed, with his words, bitterness toward the 30 Democratic colleagues who wanted his head in this scandal.
Let's turn to Trent Franks. That surprised everybody. It's just a very bizarre story, too.
It certainly did. I heard it at dinner on Thursday night, which meant that as soon as I got home, no going to bed early and no after-dinner drink to cover the events of the evening and rest. There is no rest in covering news in the nation's capital. Look, Trent Franks, congressman from Arizona, someone I have known since his initial election in 2002, an across-the-board, good-as-Goldwater conservative, said, I'm out of here. Why? Because there were reports that he had asked two female staffers to be surrogate parents for himself and his wife. At one point, he reportedly offered to pay $5 million to a staffer if she would conceive the child he and his wife so desperately wanted. Now, by itself, that request may seem weird to employees coming from the boss, but is it truly offensive, and does it cross the line into sexual harassment? Probably not, but Congressman Franks is quitting and will soon force yet another special election upon us to fill his seat. So why is he leaving? Because there just might be other shoes to drop. And I might add that it took a member of Congress to tell me this off the record, that there would be probably more shoes to drop, more congressmen following Trent Franks out the door, rather than risk investigation, prosecution, and humiliation.
John, anybody that listens to you on Saturday morning here or reads your columns in Newsmax knows that you are the consummate Washington reporter and White House reporter. And I say that because it's been another week of sloppiness in the media in terms of stories that get out that are either erroneous or just spun so far out of control. CNN reporting that Donald Trump Jr. was offered WikiLeaks material, making it sound as though he was getting material in advance of its release, when in fact CNN reported the wrong date and it was already out into the public. They had to issue a correction on that. And the story this week, John, about Michael Flynn and a headline in the New York Times, Flynn said Russian sanctions would be ripped up, whistleblower says. That's the headline, that Trump was going to rip up the Russia sanctions right after he got into office.
Which he never did.
16 paragraphs into the story in the New York Times, they point out that Trump did not rip up the sanctions. But the story was out as though Trump immediately ripped up the sanctions. Nobody pointed out the fact that he didn't do it. The more this happens, John, what is the ultimate effect going to be on the media?
A media that's very much distrusted and that will lead voters to increasingly go online, make their own newspaper from selected sources on the news. Now, the day that comes, I'm going to be very sad. There's a lot of publications I don't agree with, but I still read them. The Financial Times is a case in point. I like the financial information coming from the U.S. and across the ocean. I like the coverage of the European political agenda and the unfolding political drama now going on in Europe. It's reporting on Africa and other places. But when it comes to covering the United States, the FT sips from the anti-Trump Kool-Aid. Do I stop reading it? No. But I certainly will get a second opinion. That's going to take a lot of work when one sees the kind of errors that you just described in reporting.
And we're going to be checking in with John on the very latest on Roy Moore's race in Alabama and also the president's announcement about Jerusalem. And we'll check in with John on that very shortly. First off, though, we've got a check of the traffic and weather. James Stanley is with us.
Thank you, Rick. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. Virginia, southbound 95 at Triangle. We still have two left lanes getting by. The other lanes are blocked from a crash. Georgetown Pike, both directions around Tulston. All of the lanes blocked through there for some utility work that's happening. Rockville Pike, both directions around Strathmore, affected with various lane closures. There's a water main break there. And on Ritchie Highway in Maryland, both directions around College Parkway affected. Only a single lane getting through there. That's an injury crash reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Well, we are looking for 2 to 4 inches of snow here in the Washington area today. And Jeff Marr is on the line with us from the Weather Channel. And Jeff, tell us first off about what to expect for the rest of the day here, and then what's going on around us, because some people are getting it a lot worse fairly close to the Washington area.
Yeah, they certainly are. As you get farther off to the east and to the south, where the heavier snow bands will set up, we can have some accumulation on the order of 4 to 8 inches by the time the snow moves out during this evening, and that's why we've got some winter storm warnings that cover most of the Delmarva Peninsula, certainly down towards the Fredericksburg area and heading down to the south from there, and also up into South Jersey, eastern portions of Long Island and eastern Connecticut, and up towards Boston along that corridor, also some heavier amounts. Now, closer to the district, where the snowfall won't be quite as heavy, we're looking at about 2 to 4 inches. That's why a winter weather advisory is in effect until 4 this afternoon.
Jeff, the projection for the rest of the winter, so far it's been pretty mild. Now we've got this dose of snow. Do you have that crystal ball as to what kind of a winter we expect at this point?
Well, you know, it's hard to say as far as the long-term range forecast into January and February. Of course, we've had historically some pretty potent storms to deal with certainly during those months and even into early portions of March. Now, after this one snowstorm exits, we're actually going to warm up a little bit as we make our way into Monday and Tuesday, but then we're going to drop right back down. A pretty potent cold front moves through during the middle of next week. It's not going to have much moisture to work with, so I don't think we'll get any snowfall, but behind that front, highs only reaching the low 30s by next Wednesday. Maybe a light mix of rain and snow by early next Thursday. So overall, we're going to be locked in a pretty cool weather pattern as we head into next week.
Jeff Maher at the Weather Channel, thank you.
You got it. We'll keep you updated.
All right. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 41. Some clouds on Monday with a high of 42. Cloudy Tuesday, up to 42. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs only up to 29. Outside right now in D.C., we're looking at 36 degrees, and it's 7:16 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, all eyes on Alabama this coming Tuesday.
Oh, I'll be glad when this is over.
Can it get any more interesting in that Senate race?
You know, my friend and someone I admired tremendously, the late Alan Drury, himself a Washington correspondent and author of the classic Pulitzer Prize-winning novel Advise and Consent, Alan Drury could not have made up and published a novel on what's been happening in that Alabama Senate race. Let's look at it this way. Roy Moore, the controversial former chief judge, twice removed from the bench for defying state law and a ruling by the state Supreme Court, is now ahead in virtually all polls over his Democratic opponent, former U.S. Attorney Doug Jones. Now, this comes in spite of an almost daily drumbeat of stories about the judge as a young man out of the service and working for the district attorney's office being involved in various degrees with teenage children. Now, he's admitted he knew two of the women who were there who have only said he took them places when he was in his early 30s. Others have made more serious charges, including that the young Roy Moore forced himself on them and clearly violated state law. But now stories are coming out about the confabulation and exaggeration of charges. Case in point was one woman who had Roy Moore sign a yearbook with a very gushing endorsement wishing her well in the future. Well, it turned out she admitted she had Roy Moore's signature and he signed it, but she added a few words here and there, like the entire message. You might say that Roy Moore got his Christmas present a little early.
Oh, man.
John Lewis, the civil rights legend and congressman from Georgia, has been campaigning for Doug Jones. The Democratic National Committee and other bodies are pumping money in. The Republican National Committee reversed itself and is putting money in for Roy Moore. Other Republicans have abandoned the nominee in Alabama or keep a distance from them, all except one, a fellow by the name of Donald Trump, who endorsed him, called him, and just yesterday called on Alabamians to vote for Roy Moore. The race has probably attracted as much attention as any special election in modern U.S. history. All eyes will be on Alabama on Tuesday night, and we'll see whether it's Roy Moore or Doug Jones, whether stars truly fall on Alabama.
Big story this week, Donald Trump deciding to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And I wanted to get your read on how this will ultimately play out with some of our allies and on the international front.
Right now, our allies are mixed on this. Other countries are going to follow suit and recognize Jerusalem themselves. On the other hand, the Palestinian President Abbas has said this severely affects the peace process. The United Nations has called an emergency meeting at which United States Ambassador Nikki Haley valiantly defended the President's decision. Overall, it should be no shock to anyone. Several presidents and presidential candidates, including Mr. Trump himself, have promised this. The Senate once voted 90-0 in favor of a resolution recognizing reality In other words, the Knesset, the Parliament of Israel, the Prime Minister, and the Supreme Court are all in Jerusalem already. This is just making it official. Well, we know making it official can cause some tremors worldwide. A State Department official gave a briefing to reporters the night before the president's announcement and pointed out that bids have to be taken from architects, then plans submitted, contractors hired. After a bidding process, the construction will go on, and then finally there'll be dedication. What does that mean? Officially, there won't be a U.S. presence in Jerusalem for another 8 years. That's how long it took London's U.S. embassy to be built, and it will only open in a few weeks in 2018. So it is with the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, which in all likelihood, Donald Trump will not be in the White House to see.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Follow him by simply Googling Gizzi on politics. John, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Stay warm this weekend, friends.
722. Stay dry, too. 722, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-694-2640 now. That's 800-694-2640 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-694-2640 to learn more. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Donate to your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. This is Vince Colonnaise. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville. They were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get the job done. True to form, Frank delivered them an offer in 2 weeks for more than $96,000 over their asking price. There is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. And now I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
When your paycheck stops in retirement, will it stop you from having the lifestyle you want? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini. Sunday mornings at 8 here on WMAL.
Saturday morning update, WMAL 725. Well, the toll lanes are now in operation inside the Beltway, between the Beltway and D.C. on Route 66. And Steve Burns is here because Steve has actually spoken to some of the authorities about the tolls. Now, we heard these reports of $34 tolls early in the week.
Yeah.
And I said, well, maybe that was just the first day. Not necessarily just the first day.
No,
it could happen again.
The second day went up to $40 in the morning. And that was the day I spoke with Virginia Transportation Secretary Aubrey Lane. And he unequivocally said, this is working as we had planned. Those high tolls that we hear about and that got all the publicity, they were only in effect for about 6 minutes. The tolls change every 6 minutes, depending on how many cars are in there. It's dynamically priced, as we've been telling you, to make sure that the lanes stay moving there. And VDOT says that's what happened over this first week on 66, is that travel times decreased from a similar time the week before, the year before. They say traffic is moving faster as a result of these tolls, which, again, we need to point out, only in effect for drivers that are alone in your car.
And did he tell you if the traffic was any faster on Route 50 or any of the alternate routes that people may be taking, because some people can't afford to spend $15
right.
for a round trip,
right.
which is about the average, is around $15 for a round trip.
Yeah, that's...
But again, it's Russian roulette, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, for the most part. And if you take those side roads instead of 66, it is a guess in terms of how much faster or slower it's going to be. Aubrey Lane told me on that first day that most of the side roads had stayed at a normal traffic level from what they were looking at. But he cautioned and say that still could change. So he expects drivers to change their habits as they get used to this. So you might not see $40 every day going forward.
But that really high toll could happen at any time, depending on the volume. It's not like set times.
No.
It's not like between 7:15 and 7:21, you'll pay $34.
Right.
It could happen any time, depending on how many other people are on the road at the same time.
Exactly. The toll is priced based on how many other cars are in there. The entire goal being they want those single drivers to find a different way to get in. They want to keep cars with one driver in them, or one passenger in them, to a minimum there.
Understand. Now, there's somebody working on a slug line, right?
Yeah, and we heard that from Aubrey Lane, too. This is interesting. You know, I-95 is a big slug line type of culture there, and they want to bring that to 66, and it's kind of beneficial for both parties in that the driver doesn't have to pay the toll, the passenger gets a free ride in, and we're starting to see some of those kind of slug line type of infrastructures coming up in 66 as well.
Very interesting. Steve Burns from the newsroom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate it. One quick note, French culture. We don't usually get too much into French culture, but there was a real superstar in France. His name was Johnny Hallyday. Now, he's a French recording artist, and he was known as pretty much the Elvis of France. And he is being honored. He passed away at the age of 74. And they're doing a funeral procession down the Champs-Élysées, a presidential speech, and a parade of motorcyclists. Few figures in French history have earned such an elaborate send-off. It was ordered by President Emmanuel Macron, who was a big Johnny Hallyday fan himself. The French recording artist known as the French Elvis.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.
News. now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The snow's already coming down east of the city. The rest of us can expect it over the next few hours here. The National Weather Service reporting most of the D.C. region can expect 2 to 4 inches by the time it winds down mid-afternoon. Southern Maryland and the Eastern Shore could see up to 6 inches. It's a dusting to 2 inches farther west of the city. We'll check the full WMAL Weather Channel forecast coming up. Weather remains a concern out west as firefighters make some progress on the wildfires in Southern California.
3 of the 4 major fires in the Los Angeles area are at least 50% containment. One of them now at 70% containment. Further south to in San Diego, the Lilac Fire is at 15% containment. And that fire in particular highlights what officials fear going into this weekend. The wind. Wind conditions are expected to be between 35 and 55 miles per hour through Sunday. And in that fire, it took a half-acre lilac fire when it began to 500 acres in just 20 minutes.
That's correspondent Omar Jimenez. It's one of the more heartwarming holiday traditions we have here today. Kids that are sick or terminally ill will get the thrill of taking off from Dulles Airport. And after about an hour in the air, they will return not to Dulles, but to the North Pole.
So we'll be decked out in twinkle lights, holiday trees, and include games, face painting, and visits from Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, and their friends.
Kids from 15 area hospices are participating, according to airport spokeswoman Kimberly Gibbs. Sports, it was the Caps over the Rangers 4-2. The Wizards visiting the LA Clippers this afternoon. And college hoops action, both Maryland and Georgetown in action this afternoon. We'll check on traffic and weather next on WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's hard to believe that we're already coming up on the end of another year. But before you close the books on 2017, are you sure you're prepared for 2018? Why not find out by calling Abe Abish at Abish Financial Services to schedule a complimentary end-of-year review. Abe will help make sure your retirement strategy is in good shape for the coming year. For example, there are moves you can make now that will potentially lower your tax bill next year. Confused about required minimum distributions? Abe can explain what you need to know in language that actually makes sense. Income planning or Social Security questions? He can help with those too. Abe's goal is to prepare you for a long and successful retirement. Call him at 571-577-9968 for your complimentary end-of-year review. That's 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557877.
At 7:33, checking back in with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Steve. And through Virginia, southbound 95 at Triangle, we still have 2 left lanes getting through. That's a crash there. They're having a tough time getting that pushed over to the shoulder. Georgetown Pike, both directions around Towson affected. There's some utility work happening through that stretch this morning. Ritchie Highway through Maryland around College Parkway. We've got some delays both ways reported there and only a single lane getting through. Here in the district, westbound on N Street Northwest between 19th to about 20th, there's a gas main break. They're trying to get it kept. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Snow from mid-morning to mid-afternoon, 2 to 4 inches expected for most of our area, more to the south and east. Temperatures staying in the mid-30s. Clearing out tonight down to the 20s. Tomorrow mostly sunny, low 40s. Both Monday and Tuesday looking partly cloudy in the mid-40s. Right now 34 in Manassas, 36 in Fort Washington. We're at 38 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Hair Club has an incredible free offer for our listeners. Stay tuned. Whether you're just starting to lose your hair or you've lost a lot, now is the time to take control and do something about it. To get your free hair loss guide and a free hair analysis when you schedule a complimentary no-obligation consultation, call 800-370-7160. That's 800-370-7160. With more than 40 years proven experience and over 500,000 lives transformed, we at Hair Club are the trusted hair loss experts, offering all proven surgical, non-surgical, and hair regrowth solutions. Plus, call now. When you come in for your consultation for a limited time, you'll even get a set of free hair care products, especially formulated for thinning hair. Call 800-370-7160. That's 800-370-7160 to receive a free hair loss guide and schedule a free hair analysis to receive your free hair care products when you come in for your consultation. Call now.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF by December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is 7:36 on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is a CIA-trained intel operative. And, Tony, it is great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, Rick, always good to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, the FBI investigation, the Mueller investigation into Russia. Wow, the plot thickened this week with Peter Stroke. Now, there are like four different things going on this story. So let's try and get it in context and just kind of walk us through this. Help us out. One of the first angles here is the anti-Trump texts that were sent between Peter Stroke and a Department of Justice attorney, anti-Trump texts, and talk about where he is in the investigation or where he was in the investigation and how significant this is.
Stroke, essentially all roads lead to Stroke. I mean, Stroke was the man who, he's like everywhere. He was the deputy to Comey during the time of the Clinton email investigation. He actually participated in the Clinton interview. So he was one of the quote-unquote interviewers. As a matter of fact, some sources say he was the lead interviewer. That's very significant. Prior to that interview, by the way, we all know that James Comey wrote his clearance memo for Hillary Clinton. I guess he was prescient or corrupt. I don't know which one it is, but he knew he was going to clear Hillary. And apparently Stroke was the guy who recommended the softer language, saying he fixed the language so it didn't meet the statute and the statute's requirement for being essentially indicted.
Isn't it funny, the simple words changing grossly negligent to extremely careless?
Right.
Unbelievable.
That's what he did. So fast forward to the Russia investigation, Russia, Russia, Russia. So he's now involved, Stroke is now involved in examining everything regarding Team Trump and quote-unquote collusion. And he is also the man who interviewed one Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and caught him in a perjury trap of some sort to create the circumstance for Mike Flynn to be, indicted for lying to the FBI. So it's him. And so we, I think, watching this on the outside are fascinated and appalled that one man could be going through and doing all this stuff. And on top of it all, apparently he was actually having an extramarital affair with one of the lawyers involved in advising them. And this is no small issue. We've seen a little bit about that as well.
Wow. Now enter Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr, who was demoted. Tell us the story behind Bruce Orr.
Well, Orr was essentially the guy behind Fusion GPS. So Fusion GPS, essentially we know now, was funded by both Hillary, Team Hillary, her campaign, and the DNC, the Democrat National Committee. And to include this guy, Orr, actually not only met with the GPS Fusion guys, he met with Steele, the former so-called British MI6 operative, directly as well. And what's significant here, Rick, is that, yeah, we all know now that the dossier, this Steele dossier played a significant effect in justifying the FBI surveillance of the Team Trump before the election. What's more significant is he met with this guy after the election, after Trump had come into office. So we are all, again, very curious about why would you do that? And why would you do that? And the biggest thing, and some of the listeners there at WML probably heard Louis Gohmert and I talking about this yesterday on the air. There's real evidence now that that dossier may have been the source document and justification for all the FISA warrants on the team, President Trump's team coming into office. So this is no small issue. To put it bluntly and succinctly, you can't swing a dead cat in Washington, D.C. without hitting a corrupt investigator on Mueller's team.
Wow. Well, the plot even thickens a little more, and that is in that the judge presiding over Michael Flynn's case has now recused himself from the case. Yeah. Prior to the sentencing, he has recused himself, and a court spokeswoman told Politico the reassignment was due to his recusal, but the court generally does not disclose the reason that a judge begged off the case. So we may not know why, but that sounded just kind of strange that he recused himself after he pled guilty.
Right. Well, I think we know why. I think the judge probably is in on the joke. These guys generally, I'm not a lawyer, I deal with a lot of lawyers at this level. And according to folks I've spoken to, the judge to recuse himself in a situation where it's after the fact, it's very likely the judge has gotten cold feet, that something came up, he learned something or figured out something was going to come back and bite him. And it's kind of like, I think I'm just going to walk away now and pretend I never was involved. That's what it sounds like is going on here. So, yeah, we need to watch very carefully what happens within the triangulation, if you will, of the Flynn sentencing. And look, for the record, I believe Mike Flynn was set up, especially if there was no fundamental law he broke. Mike Flynn is not the kind of guy to go around misstating things. And here, I just don't believe for a minute that he lied. So I think there's something more here, and I think people now are afraid of that coming out, and that judge, I think, saw the writing on the wall.
Okay, so where does this go? Obviously, there are a lot of questions and apparent improprieties, to say the least. Where does it go next? Who investigates it, and what did they do?
Well, there's two pieces that have to be forward, essentially, resolved. First is the congressional piece. Congress, Jim Jordan, Louis Gohmert, and others have started a very hard push to get the information out on the text and other things. And there's some competition. Devin Nunes controls the information, but judiciary wants it out. A little bit of inside baseball there. But, I think they'll work together to get it out. And then secondly, I'm just trying to figure out where Sessions, where the Attorney General is at. One absent individual we didn't talk about, Rick, was the Attorney General. Where is he at in all this?
Well, he's recused, right?
Yeah, well, he should unrecuse himself based on everything that's going on. I mean, this is completely insane. It's his job to root out corruption. I say this is all corruption. So someone's got to do something in DOJ and FBI. And let me tell you, the FBI agents I've talked to are just fighting mad about this. Strzok and all these other clowns have really destroyed the image of the FBI, and it's appalling what a handful of knuckleheads can do to a grand, a very effective organization. It's just appalling.
Well, the irony is that the Mueller investigation is all about collusion, but the only collusion that anybody seems to see any evidence of is actually at the high levels there with Peter Strzok and colleagues.
Right. And again, this has been going on for several years now. And this, just imagine, Rick, if Hillary Clinton had been elected, we wouldn't know any of this. We would have not been able to figure out how badly we were sold the bill of goods as the American people. So.
And there's one other story I want to turn to with you, Tony, and that is, of course, President Trump recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, former presidents, including Barack Obama and George Bush, have both said that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, but they never took any action on it. Trump is taking action and fulfilling yet another campaign promise. We've seen quote-unquote rage expressed in the Middle East, and once that rage kind of, you know, dies down, what happens next? What does the future hold in terms of how this plays out, as best you can, you know, predict?
Well, I think President Trump called their bluff. We're gonna do acts of terror if you do this, and if you don't do it, we're gonna do acts of terror. So, okay, what are we losing here? And I think President Trump did the right thing. I think this is frankly President Trump's Reagan moment when Reagan fired all the air traffic controllers. This that moment in time, Rick, really solidified in the minds of a number of individuals that Reagan was a man to be dealt with, that he meant what he said. That's the same thing here. And I think the secondary effects of this are going to go well beyond Jerusalem to other leaders, to Un in Korea, because he's got to take notice and understand all the stuff that President Trump's been saying about me in North Korea, I better start taking seriously. So I think this is a real bellwether moment that's going to essentially inculcate and reinforce the Trump doctrine that, hey, it's not just about campaign promises. It's about me doing something to actually fulfill those promises. So I think this is significant. I'm one of those that's all for the fact he said he was going to do it. As you said, Rick, every other president's promised to do it since Clinton. They always backed off. I think this was the right thing to do, and I think this is we're not going to see any major downside to it as we go forward.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, author of Operation Darkheart and Vice President at London Center for Policy Research. Tony, as always, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Rick.
7:46, Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Coming up next, we'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson. James Stanley's got the traffic now.
Rick, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning, we have a gas main break and a water main break to tell you about. We'll start in the district, N Street Northwest, westbound between 19th and 20th. That's a gas main leak that they're working on getting shut down. We have a water break reported on Ritchie Highway through Maryland. That's Highway 2, both directions around Strathmore affected. Police are on scene directing you around that water main break. Utility work zone set up through Virginia on Highway 1 between Featherstone to about Bel Air Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have a winter weather advisory in effect, and we just spoke with Jeff Marr at the Weather Channel in the last half hour. We're looking for 2 to 4 inches of snow in the immediate Washington area. We've heard from down at Rehoboth Beach, they've gotten 4 inches so far in the Rehoboth Beach, Lewis, Delaware area. And for the day, it should taper off by about 6 o'clock here in the D.C. area. Then overnight, we'll be down to 27 for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 41. Monday, cloudy, high 42, and some clouds on Tuesday, the highs again to 42. Outside now in Washington, we're looking at 35 degrees, and it's 7:47 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. It is great to have you with us, and we are joined by Cheryl Atkinson, the author of the New York Times bestsellers, The Smear and Stonewalled. And, of course, Cheryl hosts Full Measure on ABC 7 every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. Cheryl, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Congress passed a 2-week funding bill on Thursday. It avoided the government shutdown, but they'll be facing some turbulence over the next couple of weeks to try and sort it all out. You're going to be speaking with a very outspoken congressman about the costs to the American taxpayers tomorrow.
Well, Congressman Ken Buck kind of spilled the beans, like he's been doing in a previous interview with us, on the swamp. And he predicted in advance when we first interviewed him a couple months ago that this would be the case. They wouldn't pass the regular budget. It would go, you know, into overtime, basically, and they'd pass this omnibus with everything rolled up in one. And wait till you hear when he explains why they do this. He says it's not an accident. It's by design that practically every year Congress can't get its act together and pass a budget. And I'll tell you, it has something to do with the idea that if they did it the way they're supposed to, they would end up considering 12 separate spending bills one at a time, with proper hearings, cutting programs that should be cut, reauthorizing ones that should continue. And it's a process, he says, that Democrats and Republicans don't have the stomach for. They don't want to take anything away from anybody. They don't want to take the heat for it, so they'd rather just wrap it all up in one big ball before Christmas and pass it.
Well, you know, the swamp came up in President Trump's speech in Pensacola last night, and he really ignited the crowd. It was an overflow crowd, again, just as it was on the campaign. And it just strikes me how he can relate to people around the country. We just, in the bubble around the Beltway in which we live, it's just such a different picture when he goes out across America. You've gone out to, what, a state fair to be speaking with some Americans outside the Beltway and get their views on the budget and the Congress. And where did you go? What'd you hear?
It was the Fredericksburg Fair. I can't remember the official name of it, but one of those awesome fairs with regular people coming from all around doing what they do at fairs. We're all eating, you know, bad food, really good bad food. And I asked them what they thought about the budget process for Congress. You know, first I started asking them what their own spending habits were. And, you know, there's a wide range of people who are spenders and savers. And then I said, what do you think should be the government's philosophy? You know, a lot of people said, hey, I spend probably too much or spend more than I save. And I said, well, should the government do the same? You know, just take care of what it has to now, worry later about what it costs. And pretty much everybody said no. All of them, whatever their persuasion, disagreed with the way the federal government handles our budget, our national budget. It was really interesting to hear from people on that.
Well, Obamacare open enrollment ends December 15th, and depending on where you get your news, you'll hear conflicting assessments on the popularity and the affordability of the Affordable Care Act. And you look into it tomorrow. What are you seeing and hearing?
Well, we looked at a survey that explained this divide, and it had the numbers about how much assistance people up to a certain income level get. In other words, a lot of people under Obamacare get completely free health insurance, free to them. It's paid for by other taxpayers. And then even at upper levels, you know, slightly higher levels, they get assistance. Maybe it's not entirely free, but it's subsidized, so it's very inexpensive. But there's a divide of just about $200. If you make $200 a year more than your neighbor, it could bump you into a category where instead of getting help, you're charged $6,000 and more for health insurance that you may not even like. And I think that really explains by the numbers why this plan, why Obamacare in general is so popular with many people and so wildly unpopular with many people.
Well, Puerto Rico suffered through two natural disasters, as we saw. But you're uncovering a big problem that was facing Puerto Rico before the storms. Tell us what was going on.
Well, you know, I don't know if you remember, the CDC demanded or said it needed so much money, you know, over $1 billion, maybe it was close to $2 billion, or that we would all face, it almost made it sound like imminent crisis, you know, from Zika. And Puerto Rico specifically was supposed to be ground zero, where CDC predicted there'd be 700,000 cases in a country of a couple of million people, meaning I think it was going to work out to like one in five people was going to have a serious case, and there'd be hundreds of babies with birth defects and 10,000 pregnant women affected in Puerto Rico alone. None of that happened. And certainly there were crises for the relatively few people who were impacted, because if it happens to you, there's a birth defect in your family, that's a huge crisis. But fortunately, it was nowhere near what CDC predicted. So we dug into, first of all, why they got it so wrong or how they could have gotten it so wrong. And secondly, what happened to all the money that was spent on the so-called Zika crisis? So that's our cover story on Sunday.
Well, last week, Cheryl, ABC News got it wrong. This week, CNN got it wrong. They had the date wrong on Donald Jr. And apparently initially looked as though Don Jr. was getting advance information from WikiLeaks. But the date, in fact, turned out to be after the WikiLeaks documents were leaked out to the public, and some embarrassment for CNN, a correction there. And it all points back to what you've written about in the smear, and it just yet another incident this past week.
Well, it's just interesting how, you know, all of these are billed as honest mistakes, and I take them at their word that nobody wanted to report anything wrong. But all of these mistakes happen to be on one side. I mean, I don't know of any that have actually helped Donald Trump. You know, these big mistakes made by these news organizations we recognize, they all are on the other side. And I think that teaches us, at least it would make me be very wary of information I'm getting from, in this case, an email they did not see themselves. They were taking the word, according to them, of other people who had supposedly seen it. And when they finally saw the email themselves, the date was, you know, was completely different. So the caution should be, no matter how much your bias may want you to or may lead you to believe something that you haven't seen or report something, in this environment, I think we have to be so careful, and it teaches the public to be more careful about drawing conclusions off of the things that they hear. CNN, I believe, announced there would be no disciplinary procedures because their standards were followed or the proper processes were followed. And I'm not sure that's, you know, I'm not one to tell them how to handle it, but I'm not sure that should be the standard when something is so wrong that's reported, just to say, well, we followed our standards, so there you have it. I don't know that that's really going to cut it.
Wow. Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure. It's tomorrow morning on ABC7 and at alternate times during the day on News Channel 8. As always, Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank you.
7:56 now, Saturday morning update. And a quick note, if you have friends that really kind of fight back when you try and explain how the media is slanted, check out Cheryl's book, The Smear. It's make a good Christmas present for that liberal on your Christmas list who doesn't quite understand some of this stuff. All right.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done, so when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's D-R-I-Z-L-Y. Must be 21 or older. $15 off. Orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
Saturday morning updates. Winter weather advisory in effect for the Washington area. Accumulations today of 2 to 4 inches. Expected to taper off around 6 o'clock. Heavier accumulations to the south and east. We'll keep you posted throughout the day on WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now, anywhere you download.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, a do-it-or-not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us, or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.